This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This may come as no surprise, but you are being watched. Google, Facebook, the NSA. This is the age of big data. But small businesses monitor their employees, too, right down to their movements by the minute. From WLRN, Kenny Malone brings us working life under the company microscope.
Okay, it's about 4 in the morning, and we're about to start the day's deliveries with George.
George Varelis is a delivery truck driver for Miami-based Intermark Foods. He pokes his shaved head inside a box truck to check today's inventory.
Cheese, smoothies, a lot of frozen stuff, you know.
First stop, Publix grocery store. Varelis opens the truck, unloads the Publix order, on to the next stop.
Walmart. We're going to do a Walmart.
And so it goes. Drive, stop, open, unload. Drive, stop. Varelis has 18 deliveries today. And at virtually every step, he's being tracked.
We see George at this address, and the ignition is off, so he's making a delivery.
Maria Elena Ibanez owns Intermark Foods. She's looking at a computer map with a little truck icon. As George drives, the little truck moves, and all kinds of data pop up.
That he has been driving under the speed limit, the engine is working okay, stuff like that.
In case you're wondering, George is cool with being followed. He says it's part of the job. In the grocery business, you've got a window of time to deliver your food in the morning. Ibanez used to lose thousands of dollars from her driver's missing deadlines. She started tracking them and learned they were messing up the routes.
You have to have the good timing because of traffic. They leave my office at 4:30 in the morning. If they don't, see, another one.
Just then, an alert window pops up on the computer screen.
The same guy. Another heartbreak.
That's hard break. It was like the third sudden stop alert from the same numbered truck.
This guy's falling asleep, probably. I'm going to call him.
This isn't George, though.
No, this is another driver. 157.
You're lucky for now, George.
What makes this tracking possible is a technology called RideSmart. It was introduced by the Ryder company back in 2007.
It's a little box, and it basically sits inside the cab of the truck.
Dennis Cook runs the truck leasing side of Ryder. Right now, a little more than 1 in 10 of its trucks have the RideSmart box on board. It's an extra service. But Cook says it is becoming essential technology. It can reveal inefficient routes and even calls for help when your truck's overheating.
We got a fault code and called the truck off the road, and it turned out that the grill was caked with mud. And the driver said, you know, how did you guys know that? This is great.
But the technology may not be great for everyone. With the right software, employers can watch every keystroke, every screenshot, every single day, every word you say, every game you play.
I had a finance manager who just wasn't getting the job done, and I was wondering, what is going on? So we went to look. She was playing games all day.
Celeste O'Keefe wound up firing that finance manager. O'Keefe runs a small production company in Biloxi, Mississippi. With monitoring software, she discovered one employee writing a master's thesis on work time and another spending at least 2 hours a day on social media. Both were let go after warnings to stop.
I mean, people know the cameras are in stores and people still try to steal, and associates in work were doing the same thing, you know?
I assure you, employers and employees have different expectations of privacy.
Dale Morgado is a labor and employment attorney in Miami. He says there isn't a lot of case law out there about this. But just because you can monitor something, Morgado says, doesn't mean it's right, and it doesn't mean you won't get sued.
And frankly, the best way I tell the employers when I counsel them is, how would this make you feel if you were an employee?
Maria Elena Ibanez thinks tracking employees is humane, especially when your delivery guys are hitting the road just after 4 in the morning.
If one of my truck drivers falls asleep and kills somebody, how would I feel? This way I can detect him ahead of time. I said, this driver has a problem.
And so, back to that hard breaker on her staff. Ibanez picks up her iPhone and makes the call.
Hola, Rolando. Maria Elena, ¿cómo estás? Mira, ¿qué te está pasando?
She explains the whole thing, the alerts, the volume of them.
Bueno, okay, bye. He says, there's something wrong with the truck. That he didn't have a hard stop. And he says, no, the truck probably sending the wrong signal.
Ibanez isn't buying it, but she does think her message got through.
Of course, they know I know.
Just to be safe, though, she also told Rolando he has to come in to see her when the shift is over. In Miami, I'm Kenny Malone for Marketplace.